Arthur Lynch, a great day for Fannie United, a club with a great tradition, and there's another trophy going into the cabinet.
Yeah, another trophy there tonight, and listen, just delighted to be able to put it in there, and as you say, carry on the tradition that's here. I've been involved in this club a long time, and I'm just delighted to be part of it, you know. And for all the players and the backroom staff and all the people that are involved here the whole time, we've had a lot of lean years there for a while, as everyone knows, but you know, just it's the nature of the club, the nature of the area, the community. They dug in, went back at it again, and we couldn't ask for more. Like, even when things weren't going well here, there was no animosity, there was no nothing. Everyone was still fighting for the same goal. And look, it's just desert here today. I think the league table doesn't lie. Over the course of the season, I thought, you know, I was really happy with their performances. You know, one or two games here or there you could question, but over the course of the year, just delighted to get over the line with the boys, you know.
And the Donegal League Premier Division, I mean, it's a tight old division to win, isn't it? I mean, as it was proved here today, Castlefin, they're at the other end of the table, they're trying to stay up, and they gave you a run for your money.
Well, if you were coming from somewhere to come and watch this game today, you'd think this is a dead rubber, top versus second bottom, but like, as you saw yourself, that was as good a game there today as you'll find. We've been in a battle all year, like, you know, for points. We've pulled out late points, and you know, people say that's luck. That's not luck, that's hard work. You know, a lot of those games we probably should have been ahead before we got to that point, but this bunch have real grain about them, and they're not going to be easily beat, you know. They're not going to be put off easy, and again, they dug in today when it counted. Like, geez, Castlefin threw everything at us there in that last 10 minutes. And we answered all the questions, and, you know, happy to get over the line.
And for the guys themselves, you know, you've kept more or less the squad together. And if you look at them there, you could see what it meant to everybody at the end when that final whistle went.
Absolutely. Like, as I said before, a lot of these players have taken abuse a few years back when we were in the old senior league and we weren't going great. When a lot of these boys were young men, when they were only 17, 18, and they were learning their trade, and they took a lot of criticism. They've answered that. They fought back. They're all still there, fighting tooth and nail. And I couldn't say enough good about that bunch of players. No matter what happens, they will give you 100%. You can't ask any more than that, you know. But like I say, it's not just work. There's some real quality there. And, you know, I want them to kick on now and, you know, go for whatever's next, you know.
And finally, great to see Father Michael Sweeney here, founder of the club, founder of the Donegal League, the Ulster Senior League, plenty of other faces, Danny Kelly, Colin McGonagall from the past, and, you know, so many people have an attachment to Fannie United.
Listen, you hear the word legend bandied about time and again, but like those people you're after mentioning, for us and Fannie, they are Fannie legends. You know, whatever outside every club is their own, but those people there... There's Colin just gone now. Those people there are just immense for this club and this area, and they're always like, you'll get text messages, you'll get phone calls about one thing or another, and it's all good wishing, and it's all, you know, trying to push us on the right direction. But as you say, Father Mike, you know, mighty man, and his brother Patrick there is driving the place on for as long as I'm here, and that's not the day or yesterday, you know. And, you know, there's lots of other people there. I don't want to be naming people and leaving them out, but, you know, past and present committee members, can't ask enough, you know. And look, just delighted for them all today. It's just rewards, and we'll do a bit of celebrating now this evening.